Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue the process of claiming our identity and setting the standards for our people of color. We'll not be controlled by the old slave now and its covert racism. No other race of people, no Jews, no Indian, no Chinese, let an outside invader control their community in a way that is harmful and poison our people and incorporate bias, prejudice, and bigotry in the standards and racial profiling and willfulness to terrorize our community and do psychological damage to our children every day and destroy our culture with their commercials and their exploitation of their TV programs. They facilitate tyranny. They have developed the standards of what they call terrorist actions. And so if you don't develop an economic program and promote it, if you don't organize your race with a political program and promote it, and if you don't get the conscious level to understand this hostile enemy is not turning back, and you try to promote racial harmony, you're out of your damn mind. You're out of your damn mind. You can't even do it on Sunday when everybody's supposed to be praying. It is time for an African revolution. It is time for an African revolution. Any people with dignity and respect would have a revolution of economics. The fundamental purpose of revolution means complete constructive change. We need complete constructive change. We are not just Africans in America, we are Pan-Africanism. Pan-Africanism means you understand that right across the water, nationwide, this world is full of people who look like you, from Brazil to Jamaica to Haiti to all of the Caribbean islands and the 54 nations of Africa and Hawaii and everywhere you look, you are. But you have not developed the technique to see yourself because you don't want to talk revolution. Because you don't want change with you as the solution. You want to concept with your soft heart, or can we all get along? You still listening to Rodney King. No, you can't have a commitment to develop your enemy army against you, your enemy police department against you, your enemy courtrooms against you. That's not an effective revolution. Your children must be trained leadership from birth to control their own, to achieve their own goals, to understand nationhood and a higher ideal of what nationhood is from their own standards that you're committed to develop. We're a dynamic people, but we have helped every race of people self ourselves. Right now, if you walk out your damn house, you're going to get some gas from a foreigner gas station. You're going to buy some Chinese food from a Chinese. You're going to take your cleaning, which you've been washing white folks people clothes all your life, to another race of people to wash your clothes who don't live in your community and don't love your children, and you're going to help improve their children's lifestyle. We got children graduating right now from all the colleges and institutions around this country and come back and have to work at Walmart because we ain't developed the corporations. We ain't opened these old buildings up. We studied been trying to buy a damn Ferrari, Porsche, and a Rolls Royce, a big house. And our kids come back from college like Carter G. Woodson put in the Miseducation of the Negro, with nowhere to go but to a white man to ask them for a job, which means that damn degree and that education don't mean nothing because that white man is going to hire his daughter, his nephew, his son. And after that, he's going to hire his people. Ain't nothing all right until black men and black women, Africans, participate responsibly in doing something for self. And if you're going to start talking economics, you got to talk about building a group to defend it. It ain't a white man to build a bank and don't have a guard at the door. It ain't a white man to build a mansion and don't put cameras on it first. It ain't a white man to build a nation and don't develop a defensive mechanism to keep people from taking what you build. Stop being scared of building a black army that could protect your community. And in, when it's time for self-defense, carry out their duties in self-defense with the logic of saving their mother, father, sister, cousin, auntie, and their community. We need to be baptized in economics, baptized in culture, baptized and a new political mindset with the logic of doing for self. You better act as the Jewish race and be aware of who you are and constitute and build a constitution and develop a mindset that you don't need your enemy for you to reach your goal. COINTELPRO said a job was to neutralize the rise of a black messiah and to neutralize black organizations from organizing and participating and working together. The injustice the FBI did alone give me the right to get on this phone tonight and teach respect to this group of people that have been so beat up, so lynched, so murdered, so raped. The determination for us not to fall any deeper into a coma is a blessing. And this is a period and a time where we don't have to take back door, apologize to nobody for our focus. You better get on the advanced liberation team and develop the mindset of self-help and start identifying yourself as an African and understand clearly that's all you need. And when you get to this crossroad, don't go right, don't go left, go straight. You got the right after all the hell you done took for 450 years to organize and discover the power in yourself.
Control our destiny. We owe it to ourselves to live happy eternally.
Ooh. You dare deny him. I'm your host tonight, Sheikh Ali Memakba Abdullah Kareem in the beautiful city of Washington, D.C., and we'd like to welcome you to yet another episode of Black Power Radio. Tonight we're going to talk about a very important subject to we the people, and that is the Black Panthers and stopping the war on us. The world is talking about wars and the rumors of wars, but yet on we the people, they are doing heinous crimes. They are doing hate crimes against us on a daily basis. They have not stopped. As soon as they solve any matter in the world, they bomb rush right back and continue with the war on us. I am for we the people standing up and stopping the war on us at this hour. And I'm just saying black power and a strong black revolution. Black power and a strong black military to protect our interests. And especially our vested interests, we've invested our time, money, hard work, labor, blood, sweat, and tears on this land. And this is whose our street, whose land, our land. And on this land, we took a stand against the war on us tonight. And we wanted to get your comments ready. We wanted to get your friends ready. We want to let you know that there are some smartphone people right on the front row tonight, right up front where the ghosts can get it. And they're all chopping at the bits to get to the mic tonight. Always lit hot tonight, don't you know? But we're right here on Black Power Radio, giving you more of what you listen to radio for. And don't you know, right behind those smartphone folks, we have some dumb phones. Yes, we do. On the second row, there are about 10 dumb phones on the second row. And they're all lined up, chopping at the bits to get at your mic tonight. And oh, my. On that third row, as always, here on Black Power Radio, we have the Android phone folks, and they are seemingly the calmest of all the groups, but there are only 7 Android phone folks tonight, but we're happy to have you here at Black Power Radio as well. But right directly following them on the fourth row, we have the paranoid folks are right there on their paranoid phones, and we just invite you to just pull up your seat, buckle your seatbelts, and sit back and enjoy the ride, for you are involved in just another episode of Black Power Radio. We have the most informative radio talk show on the internet, on your Facebook when you don't look. We got us some Twitter and Glitter where you, every time where you don't ride, but I'm just telling you right now, we got it at Twitter Glitter, and we got it right there with Instagram with no goddamn ham. So we've been lit up here tonight at Black Power Radio. How do we stop the war on us? Everybody's had a turn to take the war on us. They had us fighting in the Vietnam War. Seemingly the Vietnam veterans and the Vietnam folks came away with something as we the people continue to get nothing. The two outstanding voices I remember, we had Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. against the goddamn war in Vietnam. We had Muhammad Ali against the goddamn war in Vietnam. We had us some Jimi Hendrix playing Star Spangled Banner machine gun on the guitar saying, ooh, we don't want no war in Vietnam. And Muhammad Ali ultimately came to the mic to say that we're not fighting in your war. We're not doing no USO in your war. You, my enemy right here, gringo, you, the white man, is my enemy right here, right now. And ain't no Vietnamese never called me no nigger. That one statement turned the whole entire war, believe it or not, turned it around and mostly in the favor of we the people. So we're so damn glad that you came to rock the mic tonight. So we're going to welcome everybody here to Black Power Radio. And we're going to bring up our brother Rolling with the Co-Ed spot tonight. We got Black Lightning wet out there in the size of Washington, D.C., and he's rocking the mic for no war on us. How do we stop the war on us tonight, Black Lightning, Black Power? I hope he's there. You got to get
Black
in where
Power,
you're sitting
you
here, Black Power. Did I call in you? Yes, sir, Black
Lightning.
I don't
know, man.
How do we stop the war? How do we stop the war?
Say that again, sir, Black Power.
How do we stop the war on us?
Wow. How do we stop the war on us? Woo.
That is the question. Perfect cross-examination.
Fully prepared to take on war by being fully prepared to die in battle, by being fully prepared to take a whole bunch of them with us, by being fully prepared to say, well, I cannot be defeated. You got to be kidding me. To get past me means to get to my people, and that ain't not going to happen. And everybody that want to call in right now, I'm throw this out there, sir. 515-605-9889. Black Power. Already have my Aunt Mary on here saying Black Power to us. So I got Brother Maurice out there hollering. We see a lot of black revolutionaries on the line. And y'all just press one
right
to get in the call queue.
Line your callers up. I'll be right back to you. I got a couple more. I'll reach out there and pull down on my main man, Todd Nitty. He's right there.
Okay.
In some part of South Carolina. What part of South Carolina are you in tonight, Todd Nitty? Black Power, Black Power? Black Power, Black Power. He's right there giving you more of what you listen
Todd
to.
Todd Nitty,
for.
What's up, brother?
Black Power. Hope he's by the mic. I know he's right there on, what? 864 on 804. You're live on Black Power Radio. 864 at 804. Black Power.
Black Power.
I don't know. He may not be able. He might have hit mute twice that time. If you can get in where you can fit in. Black Power. Black Power. I don't know if you got to push that mute twice, big brother. Black Power. Black Power. As we're rolling on. Got our beloved sister right there. Is rolling right there in Washington, D.C. We got Sister Goldie's rolling. Hope he can get back. Johnita, can you hear us? Go ahead. Black Power, Sister Goldie in Washington, D.C. Rock the mic. Black Power?
Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power, get your volume up a little bit, beloved. Up just a little bit. How do we stop the war on us? What are we doing to combat the war on us, we the people? Black Power? Black Power. You got to get closer to the mic. You got to get right in the middle of your mic and turn your volume. Make sure your volume is all the way up on your set. Make sure your volume is high, your voice is high, and you can talk black to us. Okay. Let's see. We're cranking it. Black Power?
I'm going to get back on it because I'm in the middle of the seat right now. So I will get back at it.
Uncle, you can come black to the mic and come back with some answers on how do we stop the war on us. I'll just give you a little monologue. I combat the war on us, beloved brothers and sisters, just by taking an issue with every stand of the white man and took him straight out front to the front line and took a look at Trey Martin again, do a review on Trayvon Martin, a review on Lavelle Lane, another review on Eric Garner, and a review on Michael Brown shows us that no justice came. That was a heinous crime. That was a tormenting, heinous hate crime done against us. And we must stop the forces that are willing to perpetrate those crimes against we and our humanity and stand against this goddamn white man on the issues of the war on us. You must be at war if you have taken a man that you know is a mental health patient, took him down, beat him down, and just put the prod on him, electrocuted the man half to death, beat him, and then torture him, punish him, and torment him to death. When you let bed bugs loose in Atlanta on innocent black people, then that's telling you that there is a war on us. We must stand up to fight this. Either you stand up and fight tonight, because there will be no one there when they come for you in the morning. You can be assured of that, brother and sister. You got to toughen up a little bit. As we go to 505-505-377, you're live right here on Black Power Radio. Black Power? We're trying to get them live. You got to punch
hear me?
One. Yes, sir. Go right ahead, sir.
Oh.
Did you punch it once or twice, sir?
Okay.
We're talking about tonight, the war on us. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
I think in order to stop a war on us, like Brother just said, we have to line up, stand up, and be counted to fight. You know what I'm saying? Because we have laid down. We don't even use our rightful ability to fight. You know what I'm saying? We don't fight under the cover of darkness like we used to back in the day. We don't even use the skills that we have. But, you know, we talking about it, so let's be about it. I understand it. I'm willing to do what I can. You know, like I said, we the people, we got to stand up. We got to stand strong. Black militant minds, this is our land. So let's fight. You know what I'm saying? I need to be taught. I'm trying to immerse myself in the struggle. You know what I'm saying? I was born in Birmingham, Alabama, around the corner from where the Ku Klux Klan blew up a church and killed four little girls right there. So where the civil rights movement got initiated, I don't know if it started there, but there was a spark. I don't want to take too long, but I just want to say, be strong. Already rock steady.
That's right. Give us your name and where you're calling from tonight, beloved.
My name is Daryl Thomas, and I'm calling from Albuquerque, New Mexico, but I was born in Birmingham, Alabama. I've been out here about 20 years.
South, and, Midwest, all.
Been out here 20 years, got two kids in college, been married 26 years, and just got news the other day of one of my wife's best friends got passed away, so we're driving to Alabama, but Black Power.
Black Power, brother, Black Power. Thank you for coming in tonight, brother Darling. You can listen up.
Oh, yes, sir.
If you want to come back to the mic, just press one. And we're just rolling tonight here at Black Power Radio, giving you more of what you listen
Thank
to
you.
Radio for. And I think Black Lightning is in the studio doing something over there. And he's getting his people
Black
live.
Black Power
up.
Right here.
We got,
Black Power Radio. I'm sorry. we got. I'm a little excited because I'm a man of my word. When they say, is that a threat? I said, I don't make threats. I keep my goddamn word. No, I'm sorry. That was supposed to be funny, but I'm sure y'all didn't take that word. We got Black Power Radio 2.0, I'm calling it, on my Facebook Live, and I'm inviting people left and right to call in to 515-605-9889. Press 1 for the oppressed ones. To get in the call queue, we call the first three digits, well, your area code, the first three digits of your phone number, and that way y'all can talk black to us. But, yeah, as far as what we need to do is watch over our community, especially at night, watch over our children while they're getting on and off of these buses. They are abducting children left and right and doing all kind of atrocities to us down south. I didn't want to say just down south because I'm sure it is happening everywhere. But yeah, we're doing patrols, night patrols, in all our different cities, and that's what we need to do, is be there when somebody says, "What in the hell are you doing?" Not what happened here. Why is there yellow tape around the lines? I mean, you know. That way when the police get there and say, what happened here, the guys over there with the zip ties on them, they was trying to hurt some of our people, and they'll be over there with the zip ties on them waiting on you. Black power. Go ahead,
Black
Power,
what are they doing? What are they doing in Maine and in Florida and places that these mass killings, mass shootings are taking place, body bag after body bag? What's that state of mind? What state is America in on the mass shootings? Or killings, rather, yeah. They've killed several people on those shootings and maybe taken people hostage. Timothy McVeigh killed, according to what they say, 248 people at least in the Oklahoma bombing. These are ex-military, Marine Corps-type folks, Army, Navy, Air Force-type folks is doing much of the shooting and killing is being done by veterans and the ex-military. So tell me a little bit about what you think is going on in Florida and Maine and such. Anybody got any updates on that?
Well, same old all across the board. That's what I've been seeing. Because when we had 22 killings of our people down there in Spartanburg, South Carolina, detention center just made me investigate the detention centers in my neck of the woods, and they wasn't far behind. They have 15 as opposed to that 22. So how do 15 of our people walk in, loud and disorderly and walk out dead like they have some kind of ailment? When they actually, like in LaVell Lane's case, he had a scholarship for track and field. So he wasn't under any kind of ailment that would cause him to die other than the electric shocks that they were giving him, them electric prods. So, we got to shut them down economically. First, economically, don't buy any of their stuff. Just like we started and continue on our end anyway, the economic boycott, the Chinese embargo because of all the black and African people they put out in China over the COVID, put out of their homes. Put chains around the building so they couldn't. Even one couple told me, a black couple traveling from America, they thinking they gonna get carte blanche because they got the American Express black card or whatever, and they're like, no, they can't even get a hotel in China. So we continue to boycott them and everybody else that's not treating us right. Greyhound number one on the hit list. Every store in your neighborhood that's not black, if it ain't black, just go to another one, And it seems like these foreigners, they hold us hostage over higher prices. They'd be like, how much is that? They say $2.50. I'm like, wait a minute. In my neighborhood, I buy those all the time. They're $1.05, So I'm just saying, boycott their asses. And bring the money back into our community because they pay us to send the money back to their neighborhoods. That's what happens. And
so, Brother
Black Power.
I hear we're going to all be in Houston this year. They got the Gen 9 May, they say, in Houston this year. You hear anything on that?
Oh, yeah. Tell us about it. Houston, Gen I May. That's going to be a big one. Everybody.
All black activism. All roads lead to Houston, Texas, I-10, 610, 45, 59, by whatever means you can get there, be square. We're going to be in Houston, Texas this year for the Gen 9 May Observers, the day that was started by the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad to replace all that Black Friday and the so-called Thanksgiving. I ain't got a damn thing to be thankful for with the way this crack is killing on us. It's just we got to put enough wake-up juice to get you on your own revolution. You must own up to your revolution. Now, as I pull up and look for my 336 is here with us tonight as well. Pull them up on 336. I think it's my recent guys are down there in North Carolina. But pull it up on 336, and you're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Black Power.
Black Power. Happy to have you. Welcome to Black Power Radio.
I'm on Black Power. This is Kevin DeWalk out of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and I'm glad to be on here with you all.
Great, Dick. Come on in, Kevin.
Black Power.
Kevin is an upstanding guy, upright, black activist, black revolutionary with the movement. And we had talked earlier today. He's on Black Power Radio tonight talking a little bit about this Carolina deal and what's happening with the black revolution. And he might have some ideas on how do we combat and how do we stop the war on us, Brother Kevin DeWall?
Well, my whole objective is, and personally what I do is I educate my brothers out of their foolishness. And I sit them down. A lot of times I sit them down and talk to them, and I just get into my community and just give them my time. I'm giving time right now. But the whole thing was what the brother said was it's all based off economics. And what we got to do, we got to shut it down just buying from all these, I'm just going to keep it real, these crackers. Because they're not doing nothing for us. All they're doing is they keep oppressing us in there. They're oppressing us when it's just microaggression. You might not even see it. Some of us don't even see it, but the microaggression is real. And but my whole objective is to get into my neighborhood and do what's right. And can you hear me, brother?
Oh, yes, sir. You're loud and clear here.
Loud
like,
and clear, brother.
Okay, well, another thing it is the Greyhound with the brother talking about, that is so true. Because I was just looking into the Greyhound thing, and man, it's a lot of businesses are still going against us. So me and my wife, our whole objective is to get out here and do the right thing for us as a people. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power.
Yes, we're going to be there in North Carolina soon as well, and right over that, the so-called Turkey Day, the so-called Thanksgiving weekend, we'll be cruising up some South Carolina, what is it, North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, all the way to Houston, Texas, Louisiana, and any other towns if you want to put in the equation. We might swing up through Oklahoma, but we're going to definitely be in Houston, Texas by Jen and I May. Come hook or crook, come hell or goddamn it, high water, we're going to be in Houston, Texas this year for the Jen and I May celebration.
Too.
Now, how about that? How about
that'll
you?
Be
how about that? That's right. That's
that'll
right.
Be perfect.
Mm-hmm. Doing nothing but showing love here at Black Power Radio, giving you more of what you listen to radio for. So how do we check them economically? We want to give some sight. Every time Vladimir put up his hand, every time McCall waved the flag and whatnot, they came, Obama, here come Joe Biden. Hey, we got to put some sanctions on this guy. Ahmed Adidajan out of Iran. I said, we got to put some sanctions on this. Can we hit these guys with sanction or some economic abstinence or economic boycott against the way they run in the system and invest in our goddamn reparations with a fucking Ukraine and a swastika Jew and anybody come down the highway, a Ukraine or a Jew and a Vietnamese and a Chinese can get that money before me and you. Can anybody explain that to me? Oh, my. How can they get in line and don't take no time? But they come, they walk away with the pen being leaned in their favor. They got writing up bills and legislation to protect the goddamn Chinese, the Spanish, the Hitlerites, the underwrites. They got an Indian. Here's an untouchable from goddamn India. They got a better chance in getting in business right here in America than me and you. What say ye, brother and sister? Anybody tell me anything about that?
Well, basically, everything's aimed for us to not prosper in this society. So they want an economic floor. So they're using us as black people as the economic floor. So they're trying to combat us from being economically empowered. And what we need to do as a group, as a culture, we just got to come together collectively, because this is a necessity. Food, gardening, housing. We just got to invest in ourselves for the infrastructure of ourselves. And that's something that we got to do. Even when it comes to the public health of black people, we need hospitals. We need everything we need. And plus that reparation is a must. We're going to have to fight for that. That's a must. They got to pay us.
Black power. Black power.
All reparations, the tyranny they done did for our for all the tyranny they done to us. And it's a goddamn shame that we still got people with black faces but white minds. And we can't have that. They don't have a place in the culture, from my opinion. Or we're going to have to revolutionize them with the real understanding of what really black power means. And that's something we have to do. The psyche of our people have been to re-educate them some type of way. Even if you got to use psychology on the type of mental space and that makes them feel like you hurting them or something. We got to get their minds back to being black. Black power.
Yes, sir. Black
power.
So some form of a mental psychosis. There's a certain thing that a certain brand of iniquity, social political racism, and the tyranny that he explained, and maybe somebody can explain it further. And can we kick sanctions on these families? And is there anything that we can do from your neck of the woods? And you can talk black to us right here on Black Power Radio. What say ye? We got a smuggish bug of folks here tonight, and they're talking black and getting black and doing what they got to do. Yeah. What say ye? Did you get your buy-in black Brother T. Nitty? Did you get anything back? I see him out there just trying to get some volume. I don't know if you meant to turn the volume up on your phone to hear it, brother. Something stuck on his phone. T needed going once or twice. Are you up in there? You can be there, be square. Can you hear me? Okay, we're going to roll on up here. Goldie was in the house. We got Keith, the Walk is in the house out of North Carolina. And we're rumbling up here and stumbling and not fumbling. And we got our beloved brother that's coming straight from the crate. And talk to us again, 505. What say you? Are there alternates or alternatives to this thing? At 505, at 3, was it 377? 377 is there. Other alternatives to reaching them on stopping the war on us?
Of course, there's alternatives. Like people that serve in the military, we got to bear arms, you know what I'm saying? Not be afraid to be a revolutionary, to stand up in the fight. You know, I heard the thing a long time ago, like being in the battle, in the army, you know, that battlefield for the Lord and all that. But it's time to get on the battlefield for our people, you know, because we done suffered enough. We have suffered so long. You know, when will the suffering end? It might not be in my lifetime, but I tell you what, that fire has been lit. It's burning in my heart, and I feel like it's time to do something. We falling down. We dying. Our people are being shot. Like we are just like we are nothing. And I think it's time to aim the barrel of that gun at the oppressor. I know that's wrong, but you know, I feel it in my heart. The only thing I feel like the only way we're gonna stop the madness is get some of that ass. I mean, pardon my French, we got to get some of that. I mean, I know that this world is supposed to be made up of rules and regulations and laws, but for us, we hadn't seen that law hadn't fell in our favor. But what justice have we seen? We're still waiting. Reparations are necessary. Black power.
Black power.
Black power, black power.
Mm-hmm. And that's Black Power, Black Power. I hope you all can still hear me. I'm trying to switch between studios here, and it might have took a flip, but I guess we're right below. A little bit. Confidence is here. He's all the way around the world. He's out in Florida right now where so much has popped off. I mean, shootings have taken place in Florida. Is that right, Brother Confidence?
Yep, sure.
Dr. War on us, Brother Confidence, with is there economic sanctions? Is there military sanctions? Is there a withdrawal from the economy? A withdrawal from politics? What does it take to stop the war on us called We the People?
I want to thank you for all you do and your patience with me. I'm trying everything in Jacksonville, but you know, like the UNIA was. I feel like, you know, I like to take it to the government, like the government level. We had the you know, the Bureau of Native American Affairs or Indian Affairs. Then you have the U.S. Freedmen's Bureau. A bureau is basically the word for office. So they had to shut down the Freedmen's Bureau because it was basically a black government office within a government. So the U.S., they accidentally created a black government within a government. They shut that down. Then Marcus Garvey comes along and starts to create something similar. So they basically updated the FBI and started incorporating black FBI agents to shut down basically a black government. But I think that's what it takes, where we get a UNIA branch with a U.S. Freedmen's Committee, an Afro-Jamaican Committee, Afro-Haitian Committee. And so I'm looking at Miami with all their embassies and UNIA activities, connecting Jacksonville to that, with those embassies down there in Miami and in the Caribbean. So I think that's what we need, that model, like just think of the U.S. Freedmen's Bureau, but add all the different tribes we got under one umbrella. You know, if it's local in the DMV, start that up. Jacksonville, we start that up. But it'll take out that all those ideas, economics. You know, it's, and then economics a lot of times tied to culture, your laws, your rites of passage, oaths, pledge of allegiance. It's heavy, it's deep. It makes your brain hurt sometimes. But it's a lot of stuff we need to do, or a few of us need to do, and make it trendy at once. So I know the people upstate, up in Baltimore and all around the world, us from Nigeria, we're hard-headed. We don't learn history on purpose in Nigeria. A lot of people, you know, they're proud. They say they're educated, but they don't really know a lot of this stuff. A lot of them old, stuck in their ways. So it's going to take a lot to come together, but I'm trying my best because I know we have access to resources, and we could put a strategy together. I don't know if we could try to set up a meeting, because I know in Baltimore there's a physical embassy from the Biafra movement. So I think that they need to have to find a way to get them together. You know, the church, the AME Global Church, the Panthers, and the Biafra movement. I think we need tribal government IDs. We need a lot. We need a lot. But I'm looking at the stock market, U.S. stock market, as a way to start to get us off of these jobs, get us more liquid cash so we can start investing and being able to travel and, you know, dealing with these governments. Maybe they have, like, gold and resources they could give to us instead of the Arabs and things like that. But it's a lot. It's a lot. Sometimes make your head hurt. You try to list it all at one time. You know, we're in a WhatsApp group together. I'm just trying to organize it, keep everyone on one page. We're trying to start a UNIA in Jacksonville. But even sometimes the president, to-be, says that it's too many messages for him. I'm like, no, we got to keep doing more. So I'm gonna call in. I just had a call in Jamaica. I'm going to have to call into the DMV with the Black Panthers. Let's keep everyone together. It takes a lot, but that's it. I can talk all day, but it's a lot we need to do at once. That's all I got to say.
No question, brother. Brother Confidence is a brother activist here, going across America, just helping us to get organized better on the ground and he reaches back to Africa and pulls in as many as he possibly can for revolution, and he does not bring them to a burning house, but a solution-oriented kind of brother. Now, I wanted you all to hear from him, and he has many, many, many options, many resources, and network information is important, and Brother Confidence seems to be a champion of network information. Is that right, brother?
Specifically, I want to say this since a lot of people are listening. Throughout Africa, a lot of the African governments, let's say it like this, the UNIA was inspired by Africa, the Caribbean. So a lot of the model of having communities in a league, that actually comes from Africa. Like, a lot of communities are right next to each other where you could form a big UNIACO. But the difference is that, you know, the UNIA says you got to be black first, you have a pledge of allegiance, you have a flag. There's like no escaping that race factor, which a lot of people in Africa, you know, still haven't learned their lesson. But we're trying to ease in the UNIA into their communities that they already have. So we're starting in Igbo land with the Biafra movement, where they want to break up the Berlin Conference. They wanted to have a do-over and said the way Africa was set up wasn't right. So they went so far as starting an embassy in Baltimore. But a lot of the stuff, I don't disagree. I don't agree with everything they do, the way they do it. So I want us all to start to come together and outline how it should be. But specifically Igbo land, that's by the Nigeria, Cameroon, and Congo border. You know, from there you can get into, you know, Egypt and Chad and Sudan from the east. Get into Burkina Faso from the west, Mali. So it's right in the center of all those empires. Ashanti, the Yoruba empires, they're all in like one corner of Nigeria. So we're focusing there. And they have an embassy in Baltimore. They got a connection to the Gullah Geechee down here in Jacksonville, Florida, and St. Augustine. But they're all spread out in different groups themselves. So trying to get everybody together. We're getting it together, but it's like 3D chess sometimes. So we're getting it together. I'm thinking how to do it, but me calling in, that's part of just keeping everyone together. So I think it's key. The UNIA Jamaica picked up a call tonight, so that was a good sign. Me get some government officials in contact with them. That's a good sign, but we're going to get it together. Those in Nigeria and Igbo land specifically, they have something called autonomous communities. Autonomous means self-governing. So for people in the revolutionary movement to connect with those communities specifically and start to preach the message there, it's like you're plugging into a village, you're plugging into a self-governed community. So, you know, the government watches these things, but it's an obvious move that we should make, those autonomous communities they have in Igbo land. So that's the basic strategy, like step one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So that sounds great. And I hope that all the comrades picked up on that. This man is a total strategist on organizing we the people, bringing we the people to a network, and then expounding on things that will be productive for the whole entire people. So this is a great network, man, and he's been servicing us here at the Black Panther Party, I guess, since at least the last, is it like 7 years you've been out there? How long have you been doing this work, Confidence?
I've been, since 2018, I've been in Jacksonville. But I've been at work, I've been on.
7 years just in Jacksonville alone, and he's organized a dozen different kind of organizations, people that are out there, the Sankofa Network and a couple of more, that he has been able to put essential building blocks in the path of the no fuck around and the different ones that are out there have really benefited from Brother Confidence being on the front line. So
I wouldn't say all that, but I know like Brother Umar Sharif, he's on Sankofa Revolutionary Radio, and he's bringing Kaba Khomeini.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like we're all in the same network, but it's hard to get us all on one page at one time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but one thing I wanted to mention, the Republic of New Africa. Yes, I don't know if you know that movement. They
yes,
have, yeah, their center capital was the Mississippi Delta.
Mm-hmm.
A couple counties, a majority black counties, they counted about 17,
mm-hmm.
between Pine Bluff, Arkansas, Memphis, New Orleans, and Jackson, Mississippi.
Yes.
Said about 17 majority black
counties. Black power.
Black power. I'm trying to get them on board or more into contact with the Caribbean and Eboland autonomous communities because they have the same idea, but it's hard to get them on these calls and in these forums. I don't know. I guess it's that Mississippi
thing. We can bring you on with us on some of our Zoom calls, and maybe we can expand it that way. That would be great. Black power, national chairman.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm doing the simulcast for the first time. This sister got to get back to work, but maybe she like to say hello, and black power, to the, listening audience out there. What's your name, sister? Where you
hello
calling from?
Hello, black power.
Queen Nikki Williams on Facebook. My guy, I'm the chair of the Black Panther Party Queens and Kings. Okay. All right. Well, we're the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense over here. We're gonna need your help, so definitely drop your info in my inbox, please.
Okay. Well, most definitely, I'll check y'all out. I appreciate you inviting me to the platform. I just got done doing the Black Panther Party Queens radio show live on Facebook. But I do appreciate it, and I don't have no problem of checking out and seeing what, you know, everybody's doing. You know, we need each other. I do know.
Mm. Well, we could do some, maybe we could do some collaboration, you know. Because there's a lot going on, the destruction of our people. What was the question, sir? You could tell her, and then that way she have a better grip of what we were talking about, the topic of the show.
These are the Black Panthers on stopping the war on us, and we're coming up with various strategies and alternatives and options. How do we stop the war on us, beloved sister?
Unity. It sounds like we try to do it right now. Unity. We have to. Because, I mean, it's what I'm looking at, like, on the Queen's page. There's a lot of racist white folks that have showed up. I was just telling them on my show a while ago, and I was really surprised that so many came in such a number when I put up a post about us coming together as a culture, no matter where we were. Our unity, that post is proof of what we've been saying about if we unite throughout the diaspora, here, but throughout the diaspora, we have a chapter in Ghana, you know, so we have to unite all over because that's where they're concerned because I noticed that's the only time that page has got off the chain like it has. So, yeah, I would say our unity, that's how we're going to stop it, and we have to start doing what we're speaking about. We have to make some tangible stuff happen in our communities. We have to start working on the fundamental needs of the community. It's not just a self thing. It's not about me as the chair, me as the founder of the Black Panther Party, Queens and Kings. I'm still under the originals because the elders, I'm under the elders. You know what I'm saying? My commander-in-chief is an elder. My father was in the original party. So I still have the foundation. You know, you have to have some kind of foundation. You have to stick to your ideology regardless of what it is. There might be disagreements. There might be different views of it. There might be different perceptions. That is okay. Let's come together on what we do know is the same, and that's our fundamental needs, food, shelter, clothing, our community. We need this type of stuff because that's going to knock off a lot of stresses, and we'll be able to come together for when they come in because they don't come in because we're starting to do too much connecting.
Yes, that's absolutely right. And we have all of our
brothers
lined up. I wanted to bring one more voice to the mic We had a 209 out there, I believe. Is that 209 at 673? And he can. I want all of y'all to stay in and give you dialogue. And here comes the 209, 209 and 673. You're live, because then on Black Power Radio talking about how do we stop the war on Black Power.
And I'm familiar with you there, Sister Nikki Williams, because, you know, I check out, you know, your podcast of what you do. But what it is, Sister was saying, is I just want to, you know, build on that, is that, yeah, we got to start producing our own everything, man, our own food, land, labor, capital, risk management, you see. It's because all these damn groups they bringing in here, these fucking immigrants, you see, they're all against us. Because you already heard what happened up there in Chicago, you know, a little Black girl, you know, on her way to school, and then these damn immigrants is going to come up there and cut this woman and disfigure her and what have you. You see what I mean? And then also, too, as we all know, that the dog, as in human shit, okay, is going to come back again. I'm willing to bet my last $2, man, you know, in one of these casinos out here in Las Vegas, that that trick will be the Republican nominee. And that transvestite you got down in Florida wearing women's underwear that I call the panties, you see what I'm saying? They need to impeach his ass. You see what I'm saying?
No.
It's sickening. It's sickening. And then on top of it, this is why we have created the hashtag Resurrection of the Mental Dead. You see what I'm saying? It's because, as we all know, is that you have the mental plane, you have the spiritual plane, and you have the physical plane. And then let's look at, you know, of all those that went and died, you know, in the civil rights movement and in the Black Liberation Movement that was started by the original Black Panther Party out there in Oakland, California, where Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced has started. You see what I mean? And all we got is each other, Black family. And if whatever disagreements that we have, please, please let us disagree agreeably. You see what I'm saying? Because everybody, you know, has a perspective. Everybody, you know, has knowledge. You know what I'm saying? You know, one brother or sister may know carpentry. Another brother or sister may know painting. The other one may know computer graphics and code and all this old type of stuff. And then we got to put an end to this artificial intelligence bullshit, you know, that they coming up here with over this internet. You see? And then also, too, and I'm going to say it, and then you got all our men confused up there talking about that they want to be women, and these tricks cannot ovulate. You see what I'm saying? That's an insult to my intelligence. Now, they have their human rights, and they have their civil rights, but don't no damn man got a right to come up to me talking about that he's a woman. No, cat, I don't see no estrogen. I don't see no estrogen nowhere. All I see is one confused-ass individual. You know what I'm saying? But it's the power structure, man. You know, as Dr. Marimba Ani said of the Ma'afa, a disaster so bad it's beyond description. Now, I ask you all, with a man going around thinking that he is a woman, you know what I'm saying, talking about calling by his pronoun of a female as in her, you know what I mean? Ain't that something pretty awesome right there? Ain't that disastrous beyond description, don't you think?
Most definitely.
Yes. Yeah, and then they want us to sit up here as a people and embrace this bullshit and tell us now that it's progress, and then brain dead ass scratching Negroes like Larry Elders, Leo Terrell, Kamala Harris, you know what I'm saying? You know, these people are all fucked up in the head. You know what I'm saying? Excuse my language, ladies.
Black,
you know what
power,
I mean?
Black power, brother. Black power,
yes,
brother.
Yes, that's right.
And he didn't give me, I just want to say, nobody gave me advance notice that the man himself, Chewbacca Shankari, was coming on the line, or I would have brought him on with the theme music. You know what I'm saying? So for y'all that don't know, now you know. From Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced, which will be on Tuesday on our blog talk as well. We got our national minister of education, the one and only Chewbacca Shankari. Now, next time, let me know in advance so I can bring you on like that.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, because I was just, you know, scrolling through it, man, because I was up here doing some laundry, man. You know what I'm saying? Getting up in age and
I was trying to get Brother Paris on, but he said, no, he was doing something. He said, I'm going to send it to Shabaka. I said, yeah, man, get Brother Shabaka on here. So go through, brother. I just want to give you your proper intro. Seems like deserve Say It Loud as your intro.
Oh, yes, sir. You know, and definitely appreciate it, y'all over there, Black Power Radio. And then also, too, I believe you have Miss Nikki Williams on there, too, because I have her as a friend on Facebook, and I do check out some of the sisters' podcasts, and, you know, she definitely be dropping some knowledge, you know, talking about the grown babies, you know, what you going to do. If I'm saying that right, and what it is, Black family, you know.
We doing a simulcast on a Facebook Live. She right here with you.
Yes, sir. And that's how I discovered that you was on Dynamite. Yeah, because that's how I discovered you was on, because, you know, they shut my phone off, you know, earlier today. They needed something called money, you know what I'm saying? So I had to go scrape it up, yeah, and keep the phone line on. Mm-hmm. And then also, too, and in this day and age of technology, artificial intelligence, you see what I'm saying? Our young babies need to be picking up on this, you see, so they can go on there and countermand, you know, the negative effect that they putting on us, you see, with this confusion, the illusion of inclusion, and then also, too, of what's happening there on the motherland. And I appreciate, you know, over there in Nigeria, where they getting them French up out of there, get them British up out of there, get rid of them Belgians, you know, all them colonizers, you know what I'm saying? You know, send them back down to the toilet. Send them up there to Europe. Have them go live with the rats where they come from, you know what I'm saying? And we also must quit hating ourselves, you see what I'm saying? And then we got to get the Black family. And we got to get the Black family unit back intact, you see what I mean? It's because, as you know, Dynamike, you've been on my platform, man, you know, where we had our haters come in, man, and you know how we deal with them at Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, man, is because, I don't say it, don't get off the hook over there now, but most definitely pull up the back episodes and start listening to them, is because I have to get with Brother Paris, and, you know, he's a Broncos fan, man, and them daggone Broncos won today, man. I don't dig that, man, because, you know, I like these Pirates in football that come from Oakland, although they out here in Las Vegas. And
I'm boycotting every last one of them, brother. I'm boycotting every last one of them. Us as Black folks, we should sit down on the games and see just how good they can do without us.
Glad you brought that up. Okay, now you remember that owner of the Washington NFL team, and he went up there and said, if Africa is so good, then these Black players need to go take their asses over there to old Africa with it being all bad and all that. Now, I said that we should form our own leagues in football, baseball, and basketball, because I do believe, Black family, that if we stepped away from the NBA, stepped away from the NFL and the Major League Baseball, and form our own leagues with the level of talent that we have, I believe that in give it at least 10 years, okay, have to make a 10-year commitment, and we will pull all the world's fans away from these major leagues. And guess what, Black family? These dudes running them teams and them leagues up there, they're already aware of that, man. You know what I'm saying? They are already aware of that, because everybody loves the human drama of athletic competition. And then, by the way, that bum who calls himself the heavyweight champ, that Tyson Fury, he got decked by the brother. By the name of Francis Ngannou, and the brothers from the Cameroon. And I wish him well, man, you know, go on in and unify the heavyweight crown again, because as far as I'm concerned, the greatest who made a sacrifice of his prime years of 3.5 years for telling America about themselves, you know what I'm saying?
David and Goliath.
Hey, come in.
Yeah, you see, them dudes don't deserve to wear it. What they need to do is keep coming up like what the Quarries and the Coonies did and go up and get their brothers and get their asses whipped. You see what I'm saying? And straight get their asses whipped. You see, it's because this day and age, people, we tried everything, okay? They kill us in the street. They kill us with these genetically modified organisms or foods. As Dr. Mike Adams had said, a white guy who's a doctor now, I forgot his field of study, but he had stated is that a lot of these GMOs are targeted against black females to kill the reproductive organs in the black female. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He said that about, yeah, he said that about 5 years ago. Yes, sir. And he was saying too,
how about
is, and the same thing, like if they doing, you know, like offering this water as well too, is because, you know, all of us in that age group, and you remember the black movies you had in the early 1970s, and what was that one with Jim Brown, Jim Kelly, and Fred Williamson about the water being poisoned? Yeah, called Three the Hard Way. Yeah, and they came across a conspiracy to use the water system to exterminate black folks. And then, of course, everybody remembers this movie right here called The Spook Who Sat by the Door. You see what I'm saying? And then also, too, as we've found out recently that Brother Richard Roundtree, he was 81 years old. He had transitioned about 4 days ago. And I believe that Mr. Roundtree has started his career where he was a model for men's clothes over there at Ebony Magazine up there in Chicago. So then he got the lead role, and I'm trying to remember the year. I think it was 1970 or 71 that they made the first movie, Shaft, and Isaac Hayes, you know, who did the music for the movie, the theme from Shaft, won him an Academy Award out there.
And he was him back then, right? And now John Amos, too. John Amos just passed the America's Dad off of Good Times.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that, because I like the John Amos on Good Times is because he was a positive black male figure, you know, on that series. Yeah, exactly.
And then
coming up there in them housing projects of Chicago, man, no, you can't be no weakling, man, you know what I'm saying?
He really didn't take no mess. He was just like that. And that's why they fired him off Good Time because the writers were scared of him.
And here's something for y'all. Y'all going to love this one here, too. And then I came across information that's unconfirmed that about 1973 that Dr. Newton had went down there to Television City in Los Angeles, CBS Studios, and told them, hey, man, we don't dig this J.J. Dynamite buffoonery type of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why John Amos had left it. And then also, too, John Amos got the job in Roots. You know what I'm saying?
He played Kunta Kinte.
And then, and if you recall the scene, okay, and the sister who played Belle, her name was Madge Sinclair. She herself too passed on a few years back. But there's a scene where when John Amos was Kinte, and he was talking to Belle, and he said, well, he dig him some Belle. It's because he liked the features on her face because of the African nation where he came from. Okay, so then you see the line right there where Belle says to him, and this is really sad, I ain't no African. I's an American. Okay.
Black power, holler out of time.
Black power.
And then keep in mind, they got some brain dead Negro by the name of Bianchi out here on Blog Talk, you know what I'm saying? And this brother's got issues, you know what I mean? And him and I go back and forth, and I finally quit speaking to the cat, you know? And he's all, well, we're all the same and all of that. Well, all of us started in caves. No, homie, we didn't start in caves because at the time we were building pyramids, the Caucasoid was crawling on all fours, eating raw feet, and he did not even know how to wash his ass, you see? And then to find out that the sisters and the ladies, please correct me if I'm wrong, it was either East Africa up in Ethiopia or off on the West Africa, Ghana, I forgot which, where the sisters just developed the concept of feminine hygiene. You see what I mean? You know, they don't want to give us credit for that. Just like Professor George G.M. James says about the education, mathematics, engineering. You see, we started all that. But, you know, you go up here to these public indoctrination centers that are called public, they call public schools, rather, it's New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Oakland, San Francisco, Cleveland, Dallas, Texas, Atlanta, Georgia, Montgomery, Alabama, they all are twisted. You're going to sit up there and tell me that some Greek dudes, okay, and you know what them Greek folks like to do, so ladies is present, so I'm not going to use the term, but you're going to sit up there and say that these guys were discoverers? These were plagiarists. They stole shit and claimed it as their own. You see, that's what kills me. You see what I'm saying? Now, it's bad enough that they stole it, people, but wouldn't you think, man, out of all sense and fairness, man, you know, if we all the same, they would go up there and say, yeah, we did get it from the comedians, you know what I'm saying? We did get this here from the Ethiopians. Yeah, we did get this here from the Nigerians. Yeah, we did get this here from the Dahomeans. Yeah, we did get this knowledge here from Asani. But they don't want to tell you that. They want to sit up there and tell you that some drunken bastard who didn't know how to wash his ass by the name of Columbus discovered something. Now, as Miriam Makeba said, it's very, very interesting of how the European will sit up there and say that it didn't exist until they got there, and then they will say, poof, okay, you exist because we discovered you, when they've been there for thousands of years, and that is totally ridiculous. You see what I'm saying? So therefore, for all our haters out there, keep in mind that this is not hatred, but we are against hatred of self. And for all those out there that send me hate mail and all that, keep those cards and letters coming, folks. It's because we welcome your ignorance. And on Tuesday night on Shabaka's Black Experience, and hence our chat room will be open once again. And the number to call is 516-418-5996, which would be 9 o'clock in the Eastern time zone, 8 o'clock there over there in Chicago time, the Central time zone, 7 o'clock if you out there in the middle of the Colorado and Wyoming and all that out there, you know, be 7 p.m. And out here on in the Pacific time zone, it'll be 6 p.m. And so come one, come all, come. And please share the link to the show and what have you, because we really are trying to boss the show up. Is because the show was inspired by the 50th anniversary of the Black Panther Party in Oakland, California. And let's keep that legacy going on. Is anybody there?
We're thanking you, Brother Sangor, and Brother Shabaka Sangor for being a consistent contributor here at Black Power Radio, as well as using your experience and your knowledge to raise other Panthers and then connect other Panthers and everything in your power to keep the revolution. And we know that Dr. Carmichael said, what, ready for the revolution. So you've been here keeping us ready for the Black Revolution. And we're so damn glad that you did, Mama. Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, sir. Most definitely, Brother Imam. Yeah, most definitely.
Can y'all say this with me? I need to sing along real quick just for the inspiration of my soul. We are what? Black revolutionaries.
Black
okay,
revolutionary.
I'm going to let y'all time to catch it.
Black revolutionaries, always. Black revolutionaries.
Alicia, yes, Kurt,
right.
We are black revolutionaries.
Revolutionary.
We are what?
Black power.
Black revolutionaries. And we're not no happy slaves. Black power.
No.
Black power.
Always.
Black power.
Always.
As we
always.
Raise the black nation, how are we going to make the black nation rise? We're going to agitate, educate, and
agitate,
organize.
Educate,
now, how are we
organize.
Going to make the black great? Now, how are we going to make
yes,
the black
sir.
Great nation rise? Agitate.
Yes, sir.
Agitate, educate, organize.
Organize.
How are we going to make the black nation rise?
We're going to
agitate,
organize.
Absolutely.
And that's what we constantly do consistently here on Black Power Radio, raising the black nation, raising
Queen
the banner for this black revolution and all that's necessary to stop the war on us, Brother Shabaka. To stop
oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Yes,
and they're serious about it, man. It's because they're coming at us, as you know, Chairman. Always, they're coming at us all 360 degrees, and we got to stop this self-destruction of ourselves, and we got to stop this self-destruction of ourselves and the self-hatred of ourselves because we are all we got. And this is why we created the hashtag Resurrection of the Mental Dead. You see what I'm saying? Because... Yes, sir, because we got a whole lot of mental dead folks, but it ain't their fault. You know, it's just the, how the society has conditioned them as such. And then hell bent on its self-destruction. They say, you know, we got to turn the tide on that. You see what I'm saying? You know, and it's not so much a brother asking for a handout, just a hand up. And if you're in a position... do it. You know what I'm saying? It's because we owe it to these little babies out here. We owe it to the girls because look at all of our missing girls that is coming up. And then look at how they're trying to feminize our young black men. And I believe that Minister Farrakhan of the Nation of Islam had wrote a book about 20 years ago called The Plot to Destroy Black Boys. And then also, too, I'm going to drop this tidbit of knowledge, and then I got to go, and I'm just yelling in there. And you know Minister Farrakhan has filed a $4.8 billion against the Anti-Defamation League. You know this, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we're Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, anything in bringing justice, bringing light, bringing revolution,
yes, sir.
Bringing an overturn. We must uproot and overturn everything that this system has ever offered us, and especially the economy,
sir.
And then we must stop.
Yes,
that's
sir.
One of the tools that we use, stopping the war on us. We love it. We love
absolutely.
It here at Black Power Radio.
No
question.
Absolutely.
No question.
Yes, sir, absolutely. Okay, folks. Please join us Tuesday night if you can, and we look forward to having you there too, Sister Nikki Williams. I was checking out the grown babies, what you gonna do, who, you know what I'm saying, as you drop knowledge, sister. Okay, gentlemen and ladies, and also too, I want to say this, definitely support.
Give them those numbers and digits and whatever's necessary to connect up on Tuesday night, sir.
Oh, yes, sir. Okay, the phone number is, let's see here, 516-418-5996. And please spread that number because they shadow banning us, Chairman, as you already know, because they can't stand this heat. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
so
let me get that number again. I'm going to put it in the chat. I'm doing live.
Oh, yes, sir.
What is it?
Yes, sir. Okay, it is 516-DYNAMITE. Okay,
uh-huh.
418-5996. And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say, though, too, okay, it's because all of us are under a great deal of stress as a people with the Ma'afa hitting us that it is. They tried to exterminate us. And all I'm putting out there, black family, is that if we disagree, please, please let us disagree agreeably because we all got experiences. We all got knowledge. You know what I'm saying? We all got, you know, innovational ideas. We all got spirit. You see what I'm saying? Because there ain't no stopping us. That's what they hate. They want to stop us, but they can't. You see what I'm saying? And this power is awesome. And why do you think these Caucasians always want to lay down with a black woman or they women want to lay down with a black man? Think about it.
Right, brother.
They're trying to steal our divine energy, if you know.
know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then you have the brain dead. Oh, man, I don't see the color, but you can best believe color sees our black asses. Dr. Clyde Anderson told you that 10 years ago. And they're going to use these migrants that they're bringing in here against us, you see. So later for Larry Elders, later for Eric Adams, later for brain dead Negro, new mayor of Chicago, we're going to take away black kids' sports programs and give it to the immigrants. You kids.
Right,
yeah, that fool need to kiss our asses, man. You see what I'm saying? He's brain dead, man. But however, too, but there is a brother, and definitely support this brother, and I'm going to put the information up there on my wall, too, Dynamite. There's a brother, man, who's running for state senator in the state of Mississippi, and I believe his name is Mr. Titus. Okay, so definitely support him, but I am going to put the information up on Dynamite's wall, and definitely please share that because he called into our platform.
Oh, yeah, right on. Put it up.
Yes, sir. Yeah, last Tuesday, and brother had dropped some gems. He dropped some great knowledge and what have you, and what have you. And then also, too, for you OTBs out there, please keep your hate mail coming into our chat room. We love it. We find it most humorous. We find your ignorance most laughable. And so, you know, we want our haters out there, you know, Uncle Tim Scott's, you know, Ass Scratches and Yas Bosses, you know, you're welcome to come up there too, because on that platform you're gonna get smooth. Yes, sir. Okay, so I'm gonna be
Black Power.
Good
Black
in,
Power.
Man.
Who we got on the line? We got another caller calling in right now on Facebook Live, Black Power Radio 2.0. Who we got on the line? Black Power.
Black Power.
Comrade,
Black
can you hear me?
Power.
Wait a minute, I don't think
Black
you can
Power.
Hear me.
Always.
Black Power, comrade.
Black Power, can you hear us?
Black Power.
Where you calling in from? Where you, what's your name? Where you calling in? They might not know they was on live, but they off now, but that's all good.
Better miss that train, but we're right here at Black Power Radio, giving you more of what you're listening to radio for, and we're expanding on the idea of how do we stop the war on us. And we're standing up in every place of human interest and every avenue of human endeavor at this hour, bringing about the Black Revolution and bringing about other options and solutions towards our productivity and against our stagnation and our non-eventful habitations, that we are breaking the ranks with those traditions and habitations and coming up with new productivity for self. And I'm very proud of every revolutionary and everyone that has contributed to the welfare of the Black Revolution. So thank you all so much. And there was one more to join. I don't know which way he might have went, but there's a few more out there. But you can have it Black on the Black Power Network at this hour, Black Power.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go right ahead, sir.
Oh, who we got on the line? Black Power. Black Power, who we got on the line?
Let me see if I can follow.
We got somebody
for you
on the line, Facebook Live, on the, they jumping off. They must not know.
We got
they
our brother out in the west, out in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We've got your network there. We got Ty Nitty. And we just got a 6-5.
Ty Nitty, call in.
589.
Press 1,
that's
brother.
859 at 7. At 979 at 859-979. You're live. Anybody on 859?
You calling area code, your first three digits. Come on in,
859.
Y'all.
859-979. You're live.
This is Queen Nikki. I'm just listening.
Hey, Queen Nikki, Black Power.
Black
yeah,
Power,
I'm just
Queen
listening
Nikki, Black
I'm
Power.
Moving around.
Hey, is that you on my Facebook Live with me? We're doing the Facebook Live Black Power 2.0 tonight, too. It's wacky.
No, I went ahead and got off the live, so that's why I called in, because I'm going to move around.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well,
too much going
you know,
on in the live. I'm playing James
question.
Brown, all kinds of stuff.
Okay, that question is still live as to how do we stop the war on us. I'm going to pass that question nationwide, but Black Power. How?
Black
stop
power, bro.
The war on us? Black power.
I tell you what, it's live and lit on Facebook Live tonight. People popping in, people popping out. It's like you got to catch them quick. You don't catch them quick, like the sister that came on and a few other people popping in, popping out. I thought I saw Brother Blackness out there. But either way, we will see everybody on the revolutionary front lines for Jinnah May. In Houston, Texas, we got to be there. By any means necessary, got to get there. Hit the Cash Apps. I done put them in the live, in the chat. But y'all can hit us up on $77Bakers so we can get to the front lines and keep Black Power Radio going live. And who we got on the line? Somebody popped on with me. Who we got on there? Who that? Who that is?
Charlie West.
Hey, Charlie, where you? What's up? Where you calling in from? What's going on in your area?
I'm Montgomery, Alabama, man.
Okay, so talk to us from Montgomery, brother. Black Power, how y'all doing down there? What's going on?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Trying to get these young people into the construction and home ownership business.
Oh, there you go. Talk to them. Now's the chance.
Yeah, they don't. You know, a lot of them believe they can own a home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so my thing is, you know, I got a group of about 20 so far, getting them ready to try to buy a little fourplex,
uh-huh.
Not just a single family home.
Oh, shit.
Your house needs to be able to pay for itself. Otherwise, it's not an investment. So.
Yeah. Black Power.
Yeah.
Okay. As far as them investments. That's the way to go, you know. Like when you get to the get a loan for a car, you're gonna spend all this money on a car. When you can spend some money on something that will actually make you some money, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Who else we got on the line with us? Excuse me for one moment, my brother. We got another brother just chiming in with us too. Who we got there, brother? What's up, Black Power? What's your name? Where you calling in from?
Black Power. You got Elijah X, Lord.
Elijah X, Black Power, brother.
Live and in color, technicolor. You do have me. You called me at a good time because I was talking to my daughter when you popped in.
Okay. Well, Black Power. You and the family. Tell us what's going on in your over there with you, too. We want to get right back to the brother with the economic situation because that's the only way we're going to get out of this situation. Sometimes I feel like we have to make our own reparations, you know? And if we just run them out of our towns and run them out of our sections with all of their people that ain't us, anybody that ain't us, and we take our neighborhoods back, take these stores back, they're making it so that they're making it impossible to rent because they want to jack the rent up. See, in order to combat that, you got to buy the building, and then rent it to our people for a nice, affordable thing, or even go into business with them, you know, but buy the building. Black Power, go through, brother. I'm sorry, I mean to go through Brother Elijah X. Brother Elijah X, where you calling from?
I'm calling from Arizona, my brother.
Arizona. I've seen you or heard you before, I think.
Oh, I'm quite sure you have. I'm all over. You know, I'm all on my own ways out there. I always got my feet to the ground, always trying to grab my people and wake us up and pull us together as one, because we can't do nothing until we come together as one. And when I say one, I mean of the same mind. We got to have the same agenda and everything. Right now, we've got many different agendas. We all doing different things, and we can't do nothing like that, my brother. We have got to be on the same agenda, walking the same land. Striving for the same things.
Yeah.
Right now they're working with us. Like you said, they took over the cities. So we all over the cities. You know what I'm saying? They moved us out into the suburbs, bro. That's where they want us, in the suburbs. Mm. And that's where they got us. Now we can't get back to the city. See, the city, they can get everything. Everything is right there where they need it. They don't need transportation. Then we all out in the county. Now we need transportation to get around and everything.
Mm.
We have no. Well, we thought it was cool when it first went out there because we wanted the big house over here. Look at this house like that. And I'm only saying this.
Sorry about that. I muted.
City has a lot that you can't build in the suburbs, bro.
But you got stuff in the suburbs. You can build farms.
I'm talking about the suburbs like in Chicago.
You can eat.
That's my home.
But you can eat.
You know what I'm saying?
You can eat off that farmland.
Yeah. Even that, it puts them so far out that they can only do so much, bro.
Didn't mean to interrupt you, brother, but I was saying you can eat. You can eat off of that. You know, like in the concrete jungles, they may have. They may have asked for something they don't want. If they're gonna trade in, that good farmland for some city alleys and dumpsters. Hey, more power to them. Let's take these. Let's take this country land, because I seen two of my young recruits. Their dad was renting from somebody, and they just happened to have all this farmland right behind them, not even being used. I mean, they got a patch cut out where they can go from one end to the other, like with a lawnmower. And I'm like, what's going on with that? They like, nothing. I'm like, shoot, that's our
bet. Keep talking, bro. I'm in.
Oh, have you noticed? Okay, but have you noticed that there ain't no groceries in the grocery stores for us to eat, nothing healthy? So if we grow it our own, we can give it to our own people. We can make sure our people eat good and at affordable prices. So we need to take some of this land, you know. But as far as the city, I'm down with that. So we need to take all of the stores back and take all these little dilapidated buildings back. Because just like we say in our 10-point platform on number 4, we want decent housing, you know, fit for human beings, not no rat infested. Because they'll get a rat infested building and just pay you just pay your rent, and they don't care. Like, look, we need to take all them buildings and stuff back away from them and build them up and renovate them. And have the people living good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're talking about what we did back in the 60s, bro.
Well, let's do it again. Like
what
this.
We did right there in Chicago back in the 60s. We was buying them buildings, you know. We was buying them so we could make sure that our parents and stuff had a place. If anybody that we knew got put out, they always had a place for them. So, you know, I mean, but a lot of things that was done then you can't do now. The system has changed so much, and here's something that we don't think about, bro. A lot of our own people are so brainwashed. They want to be like the oppressor, so they follow the oppressor. Even now, they're publicizing it. When you get online, what do you see our sisters doing? Shaking their asses. Showing their bodies.
Degrading themselves and their ancestors, their grandmamas, and the ones that would not do that, stick with honor.
So first of all, we got to get through their minds. We got to teach them about respecting themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they start respecting themselves, what can we do? They're doing everything the enemy wants them to do. Ain't no. They're using the black woman to run after the white woman because they feel they got a trophy when they got her.
Yeah.
How about that? The black woman is slipping.
With me.
And letting that white woman in. You know? Yes, sir.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, Black Power, National Chairman, are you still there? Can you? Y'all might know each other. You know Black Power. You still there? Shaking my mouth bar. We got Samuel Cass going on right here. And we got brothers, what's y'all names one more time?
Charlie Webb.
Charlie Webb.
Yeah, happy to have you on air. Mm-hmm.
And brother, what's your name again?
I mean Elijah. Hey, Charlie West.
And Elijah X.
You asked what was the topic of the discussion?
Oh, no, no, no. There we go. Black Power, national chairman to tell you. And would you please tell him, sir?
We're in plight of wonder, how do we stop the war on us, we the people, et cetera? We hear wars and rumors of wars, but when they do the terrible hate crimes and the heinous crime of rubbing it in by dragging us and shooting us excessively and abuse of power, excessive use of deadly force, excessive deadly force, and then abuse of power, killing us in the midst and then doing the overkill button, how do we stop the war on us at this hour?
First of all, number one, the only way to stop the war is to wake up our people and show them how much they need each other. They have to start working together and protecting one another. They have to first start to love one another, which is something they don't really have too much of now. They'll smile in your face and tell you they love you, but they get behind your back and they try to stab you just for the almighty dollar.
Mm. Come on.
You ain't my brother if you smiling in my face, though. You plotting behind my back. That's the shit that they do. See, a lot of the ways that we didn't pick up are they character, not ours.
Yeah.
So until we start waking our people up and changing it, and then, you know, here's me, bro. I'm born and raised in Chicago, all right? All my life. When you take them games that's in Chicago, them youngsters today, because they don't have no leaders, and you reach out to them because they're looking to be taught. They're looking for a leader. And begin to teach them about unifying their community instead of fighting one another, going against one another. Look, the gangs ain't even what they used to be when we was coming up. Because you had a code of honor. You didn't fight your own members or kill none of your own members. Now they're killing one another. All for the dollar. They're not gangs, they're organizations, but the organizations has lost the root. And it seems like brothers like us are scared to put our feet to the ground and get out there.
Wait a minute, hold up. Well, let me switch my camera around. We are the boots on the ground. We're the frontline soldiers.
But we can't be the only boots, bro.
No, I'm saying the new Black Panther Party, we are the boots on the ground, you know, and somebody's got to do it. And like you said, we can't be the only one. So you're not at front. Oh, I'm going to cut you off, but you hit a nerve when you said that because we be on the front line.
They got to have positions. They got to know what they
We just got off the front line.
They got to stand at that position. They got to be strong in that. We talk about protecting the community.
Yeah.
Listen, the white man can't come in our community and do nothing that we don't let him do. If we're killing ourselves, naturally he can come in and kill us.
But the question is, right? How do we stop it? How do we reverse that polarity in our community?
Well, for me, right, it's all about economic foundation. We don't have a community. There's nothing in our community. In order to have a community, you got to control what goes on in the community. We don't control anything that goes on in any what they call black community. You're very right. We don't have any black community. So, you know, one of the things that I push, right, is that, you know, we can talk to them all day long. We don't provide an avenue for them to travel on. We just talking in the wind. We're talking in the hurricane.
That's right.
You know, I was in Monroe, Louisiana. They got a place called, what is that place? Palm something, right? But it's a project, right? Or housing thing. It's 400 houses out there, right? People go on Section 8, right? They don't realize the amount of money that go through that place because nobody talks number with them. They talk percentage. The percentage can be deceived. You got 400 houses out there, right? The average house out there, I mean, the average apartment out there rents for $1,200 a month.
I don't believe it.
And they fool. And that housing project was built in 1965. It was paid for by government, but it was always been...
three.
You're going in the matrix a little bit, bro.
Then you got light bill and water bill to pay.
Right.
Then they got light bill and water bill to pay.
That's right. That's
so
right.
On an average, 400 houses is pulling in at least $2,000 a month.
But you're talking about buying property.
No, so now you're talking what, $8,000 a year?
Yeah, but
people look at it, but there's no money out there.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Would it not be better, because this is something I've been working on, me and my organization. Me personally, I think it's better if we find land.
What's the name of your organization, brother?
We begin to build. It don't cost much to build. And you know what's funny? We know how to build. So we need to put our hands to work.
I know I seen you. I know I seen you out there on the lines, bro. We got to bring all these organizations together. That's how we, the unity, that's how we do it.
Unless you're investing in a whole bunch of property, a whole bunch of land with a whole, you know, with a whole bunch of apartments and stuff like that, so you could bring your people in.
Yeah.
And then you got to be, you got to watch who you're bringing in.
Oh, hell
bring
yeah.
Everybody in.
Yeah. All skin folk ain't kin folk sometimes.
Right. We allow them. And believe they manipulate us to sell us that the only way you can be successful in the black community. It's entertainment, whether that's basketball, rapping, singing, dancing, or selling drugs.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. We're not our brothers. We're going to get on all these big so-called stars. These black
stars. Stars.
No, we're going to get on there and put the ball on
it's not them.
You're damn
because
right. No, it is them. They got all them millions and billions of dollars and can't help us. Hell with them.
Let me say this.
I boycott them if they don't help.
Let me say this.
All of them. I'm not lying. I'm not turning none of them down. They're all, look, to me.
Okay.
They're all guilty of treason.
Okay.
They should have been helped the black community with all them billions of dollars.
The white community.
Look what Mary and Barry did. Barry Farm.
They owe the white community. Because the white community didn't
shit. Because the white community ain't gave them nothing. The shit that the white community gave them has only separated them from their real people.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, though, right?
So... We owe them. We owe them to wake up. Owe them to wake up and come back to their people.
No, we don't. No, we don't.
Brother, you're the
one
that ain't no in between.
Okay, this is what I'm saying right now.
Ain't no in between. Snoop Dogg can't play like he with me, and he's going over that land with the enemy.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He over there with all the daggone snow bunnies that he can find.
The enemy, they're taking a paycheck from the enemy, so they don't belong to us. We need to produce our leaders. We need to support those folks. We need to create some millionaires.
Well, now's your opportunity, brother. $77 Baker.
As long as we let them create them.
Help the black revolution.
The millionaires belong to them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how come they ain't helped the black revolutionaries yet? Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
I'm too smart to trust a millionaire.
Right.
How about that?
That's my enemy. Why must trust my enemy?
But what I'm saying is, though, right?
Good point.
They funding their lifestyle. As a black community, we're not funding anybody's lifestyle.
Yeah, but what's the bottom line? If they funding it, it's because it's going to give them more power. It's going to give them the opportunity to do what they want. So I don't need their funding.
Somebody gave it to them.
I'm getting that though, right? So when they fund them, they control the image that they give to our young people to be like them. Okay,
yeah.
I have 20 young black sisters up in the Detroit and Pontiac area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so that's what I'm working with.
I got people all up there.
Yeah, that I started working with back in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So my thing with out of the 20 young ladies, they got a little group up there. Out of the 20 young ladies, right, all of them have a license at electrical, plumbing, and general construction. Okay. I got them in position to buy fourplexes. Okay. All right. Right now, the one with the least amount of fourplexes has 9 of them.
All right.
All those women, all those young women was on welfare, on Section 8, food stamp, when I started working with them.
Okay.
Now, the group that they have, when they started out, with 20 of us. The group that they have now is probably around 400, 500 young women that's in those groups. You know what I'm saying? We had to provide an example for the person that we're talking about that needs help.
Here's what my question. The women that's in them groups.
Uh-huh.
What are they doing? Are they teaching the younger women?
Yeah, it's about 500 in that group now.
So they're teaching the younger women how to do what?
I have at Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina.
Are they teaching the younger women how to stay home, not be busy bodies, not run around gossiping, getting caught up into all the bullshit? Are they teaching them that? Because if they ain't teaching them that, they ain't teaching them nothing. Because they're still doing the same thing, acting like the world. When you act like the world, you're acting like your enemy. The enemy. I'm going to say that again. The enemy. If we act like the world, if we desire the things that this world desires, we're acting like the enemy, brother. We're following the enemy. And
that's
we're
what
never
saying, right?
To the top.
Here's what I'm saying.
Play his game and beat him.
Okay, here's what I'm saying. They control us by controlling our economic system.
No, they control us by controlling our minds.
That's
right.
It.
When control person, economic system is where you control their mind. It's an old saying that you can't feed a stray dog or a stray cat at your back door because they keep showing up.
I believe that because of what he said, their mind, because they believe in the white man. They don't believe in each other. They don't believe in self-economics.
We're going to create a wealth. I got 108 young brothers, right?
Now, help me out because I'm a true, I'm one to stand on truth.
Right. I have 108 young brothers. I got 4 of them coming down here in Montgomery now, helping me mentor some young men.
Right. By the white folks.
No, it's owned by black people. But here's the thing, right?
Come on, bro. We got black banks right now, but if you check out them black banks, it's the white people that's sitting back there in the background that's owning it and running
it. I understand that, but what I'm saying is, though, right, they started out as white banks that had a black cover.
They got smart. They started off with white banks.
Now,
and said, oh,
do you realize a young black person that's been working for 2 years can buy a house?
Mm-hmm.
No matter what their credit is.
Oh, first time homeowner
loan. The bank come in there, right?
A hug loan.
I'm going to give you what I'm working on right now. I have two young men that get ready to buy a fourplex.
Mm.
Okay.
That each one of those fourplex is going to clear $80,000.
Okay.
Okay. One of them got a 600 credit score. The other one don't have a credit score.
Mm-hmm.
They can still get that loan because they can use alternative credit.
Income.
Light bill, water bill, rent. Now, the interest is going to be high, right? But it doesn't matter because they got three other units they can rent out. Now, they're going to be $160,000 when we complete these two projects. Okay. Now, this group, they're going to form a group of young brothers that's going to be buying fourplex, a young woman that's going to be buying fourplex. The money that made from that, right, 50% of that money goes into the group as a group investment that they can use to invest in other black people that want to buy fourplex.
That would have been good years ago.
It works now.
It won't work now. Let me tell you why it won't work now.
Right.
Because the whole system is getting ready to change.
Then would you change with it?
No, bro. That war that's going on overseas is going to trickle down and affect us. What are we doing to prepare ourselves for? Because right now we're divided people. So let's talk about the war.
You got to start with one person, two people, three, four people, whatever case might be. That's what you start with. You got to put an example out there for them to follow.
What example?
What
examples are they going to follow? Because I'm looking right now, and I don't see too many.
Well, right now we are working on land acquisition.
You got to create opportunity. We can't wait on somebody to create an opportunity.
Yes, we have to create our own, and we are working on that now.
I mean, come on, bro. I've been a Black Panther since the 60s. All right?
I'll give you two good examples, right? I got two young brothers that buy fourplex. These are what you call studio fourplex.
I got a son buying fourplexes.
Okay. Now, what do we do with that profit besides taking and run with it? We take that profit and roll it back over, right? Because white people come here and create houses for us. They'll make the money. Why aren't we building and creating those houses? That's what I'm talking about.
Away from me. They're over here right now. I seen them just in 6 months go in on some land and put a wall out there. Now they're putting up the wall. They built a whole community in 6 months, but they have the resources.
We got the resources.
We have the resources, but we don't want to share the resources with
others. Yeah.
The thing is, we got to feel like we're getting something.
The resources is us. If I got a client, that I can get into a house, right? I get that client into that house.
That's under you. That should be your client. The ones that's under you. That should be your first. The ones that's under you. I got a sister right there in Michigan, Grand Rapids. Sister, strong sister.
Uh-huh.
Fine profit. But they don't have the resources to do what they need to make communities.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. But I've watched them go in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I've warned these people back in 2000. Warned them and told them over and over that they was coming for them. Now, listen, and now they have all of the East Side, which used to be nothing but black.
Bryce Howard, brother. I put my email in the comment.
I want
to
bring
him.
The only true resource in this country is people.
It's them white folks. I just left Grand Rapids 3 years ago. I got a brother just bought a house out there right next door to my daughter, right across the street from her mother. That's three houses together, right? It was an all-black community. I'm talking about, if you know anything about the houses in Michigan, they're my big houses.
Yep.
Right?
I lived in Highland Park for 10 years.
So you know. So I'm steady telling them, hey, let's keep this property. Let's keep this. And I'll kind of look. When white folks went to moving in, undercover, coming in with stuff being taken.
Like Power, Brother Nick Bezel.
And they
come on in. Water's fine.
I'm telling you exactly what they're doing. They go in there, spend a couple of $1,000 and fix that sucker up. Now they own all the communities that was once black has now all become white. There's some black families staying out there, but they don't have no power, they don't have no pool, they don't have no say-so. The black community finish and stuff like that. And I went there to park that was all black. When I first went back 3 years ago, I went to the park that I used to always speak in. And you know what was in that park? Mexicans playing soccer and white folks. No blacks. They didn't take the park.
Because they invest in each other.
Yeah, they moved on white people in and let the white people take over. As long as you keep your brothers fighting against each other, not understanding how unity works as a whole, they couldn't do nothing to them people. See, they got us so divided, but we don't love each other no more. I'm just being real with
hey,
you.
Hey, we got to bring the unity back.
We don't love for each other no more. We don't have the respect. Listen, anytime a sister can go out here and be beat down by a brother on the street, and it's three or five brothers standing around, and all they're doing is taking pictures on their camera or recording. Come on, bro.
Something's wrong with
us. Where's the safety?
That's because we're allowed them to break that entire community.
That didn't happen when I was coming out. But it's not being taught now. You got to start with the young.
Right?
Repair comes.
waste of effort. All that money that they took in, what happened to it? Five people got it. No, Farrakhan got it. No, what I'm talking about, right? Okay, you got to travel to.
You're talking about that $1. He asked for $1 from everybody. I remember that.
Where you gonna buy gas at? Zero.
Still haven't seen it today. Where did all the money go that the people donated and put in? Because it was over a million people there. So even if they just gave a dollar,
that's what they were asked for, $1.
It was a waste of effort.
A lot of people gave them dollars up, brother. A lot of people gave them dollars up. Believe that.
Well, my thing was is that instead of us marching on D.C. for Kumbaya speech, let's take that million, let's take $100 per man on a monthly basis and put it into the community. Because if you take a million men, that's $100 million a year. You know what you can do with $100 million a year?
I'll give you better than that.
Reparations.
I mean a month.
Reparations.
$1 a year.
Wait, if you took $5... If you miss our people to take $5, just $5 a month, and everybody make that even a dope thing.
Mm.
Yep.
And put it into a bank, a black-owned bank for investment. Within 6 months, what would you be able to do?
Let's say 20 million people.
$5 a month.
You're talking 20 million people. You're talking $100 million leverage. We're talking $10 billion worth of leverage.
So in 6 months, you'll be able to change the whole world for something.
Yep.
So why ain't nobody doing it? All these so-called rich black folks.
It ain't up to them.
How come they can't open the bank? How come they can't start off bank of their own?
It ain't up to them. It's up to the poor people that are complaining.
So when are the poor people, I tell you what, if the poor people who buy their music and everything stop buying it,
they have to be poor too. See, the poor people are the poor people.
And Black Power, let me throw this in there too. It ain't even about us buying their music or whatnot. It's about the power that be allowing them to be billionaires and millionaires.
Because they're going to give $1,000.
They allow
to this one family over here, or they give some bread or some basketball.
Uh-huh.
That don't mean nothing, bro. That ain't changed nothing.
They allow that money to come to them because regardless if the people say so or not, just like Cat Williams, he should be billionaire, you know what I'm saying? But he ain't going with the okey-doke, so he got to make it from the people. Just like we got to make it from the people. That's why I keep throwing out the $ 77 Bakers, and that's all capital letter BAKERS, so we can keep Black Power Radio going. And we got the simulcast going tonight for the first time, and we blessed with the general on the line and the black economic brothers with the brains on the line to tell our people how to get out of the mess that we in. Black power, because I am
a black
revolutionary.
Revolutionary. I am,
a
black
panther.
A black revolutionary. And I am.
And I am.
A black revolutionary.
Revolutionary.
Black
power.
Power.
Black power. Well.
But we have no power if we don't put our blackness together as one.
And my revolutionary teacher always teaches me, it is not power unless you use it skillfully and effectively against your open and vicious enemy, the oppressor of our people, whoever it is. It's been the white man for 400 years, and a lot of other people have been throwing their hat in the arena too, for black power.
Black power.
We gotta join forces. We gotta join forces because we have two of the strongest factions together already. Sister Crystal Muhammad along with us.
And now everybody's okay with it.
So the new Black Panther Party is looking stronger than ever. And your end of it need to lock and load with our end of it, because we're doing Jen Ame in Houston, Texas. We're doing some training up there, too. So maybe y'all can come on up there and join up with us at Jen Ame and enjoy yourselves, because we bring the revolution hard, so we got to kind of celebrate when we have the chance with our brothers and sisters, you know.
Houston is what we usually celebrate. I'm RBG, but then I'm also for the Queens and Kings of Africa, which are the African people that we originated from, the Black Panthers, the old Black Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to keep our foreground. I wanted to keep that foundation, but we are different people because we want to live what we talk.
Mm-hmm.
So we should be able to show it. And if we can't show it, then we're not going to talk about it.
Ah.
Certain things we can talk about in here, no way. So
yeah, that's right.
If we can find a place and a time to meet where the leaders,
yeah,
that we can sit down, because you know they're going to be looking to see who he is, who's the is and stuff.
I put my email in the chat. I put my email in the chat.
We
got to hook up.
We can't do it online.
Oh, no, not so online. We're going to hook up.
I'm always calling for a meeting. I'm here to meet and put our heads together.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. 100. Sheikh Imam Akbar.
Yes.
By national leaders on the line with us.
Thank you very much for tuning in tonight, for contributing to yet another episode of Black Power Radio. Of course, we do give you more of what you listen to radio for. We have the most informative radio talk show on the internet. Perhaps on the smartphone, dumb phone, Android, Paranoid. If you get my Facebook with no look, Twitter, Glitter. Oh, my. You get my Instagram with no ham. Whatever means you came to Black Power Radio.
Yeah,
of course, you could have went to your nephew's. You could have.
Oh, well, just so everybody knows, the call-in number, I had it on the screen earlier. It's 301. I mean, not 301. Dang, doing it. It's 515. That's the second time I did that. 515. Six.
Let me write that down. Come on, bro.
Yes, sir. 515-605-9889. And National Chairman, you got another number where he might be able to lock and load with you on the national level?
Any trouble with that number whatsoever, dial 202-550-8521. Again, for all who are with Alpha or perhaps numerically true and pure at heart, again, that telephone number is 202-550-8521.
Hold on 1 second, sir.
Let me give it one more
can
time.
Can you take this?
Get clear.
Yeah, let me
listen up.
Take this number.
At 202. Yeah, listen up. 202-550-8521. Again, 202-550-8521.
Okay. And now, what was that other number you was trying to relate to us, sir?
When you type it into the
when you hit
I'm writing it down.
Make sure you press
one. Style, I got it.
Say beloved.
I got 8 10.
Whenever you dial in, sir, whenever you dial in, make sure you press 1. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Okay, well, what was that other info you was gonna give us, sir? Black power. I was gonna write it down.
Are you talking about me?
Yes, sir, Black Power.
All right, that will be 616-315-5672.
Okay.
And that's the Queens and Kings of Africa. You can always get in touch with me there. Any moves you need to make, definitely call me. If it's positive, I'm definitely going to be there.
Okay, well, we always about the call of our people, you know, injustice being done to us and doing these, what you call it, city council meetings and
information to my people,
stuff like
people
that.
In Grand Rapids or also Mississippi, Chicago, stuff like that, then I would ask that you would get it to me at that number.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. We will. Yeah. And contact us at the number that National Chairman Sheikh Imam Akbar had relayed to you. Minister X.
I'm thankful that I was able to join on. I'm thankful that y'all hit me up while I was talking to my daughter on the phone up there in Michigan. She's from my Michigan. They're from Detroit and stuff. They're up in the Grand Rapids area. So, you know, I can definitely help you out in that area, but I do want it to be positive. I do want it. And like I say, before we do anything, we have to speak private.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. That's what's going to happen. Yes, sir. Right now, we're just doing Black Power Radio 2.0, keeping our people informed on what's going on in the Black diaspora. How you say it, National Chairman? Diaspora?
The diaspora.
Yeah, you have it right. The diaspora. Yes, sir. You got it right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to hook y'all two up for sure. Well, we got both numbers, so we're going to make that happen. Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power. Oh, no, we're getting close to that time. Anybody have any announcements? Of course, be in Houston, Texas, for the Gemini May in Houston. You don't want to miss it. Got to be there, be square. It's your obligation to get there. Know where you're supposed to be and get on in where you can fit in. And now we're looking right for a lot of our anybody on the board have something that they but you're so pressed that you had to drop it like it's hot. Like I said, now is the time. We have 501, we got 301-864. Go ahead. Any of you can talk.
Oh, hold on one
second. I'm trying to get on a computer so I can hear me. How many in this room hear that, brother?
Well, I have the two phones next to each other, and that might be the problem. You might have to just turn that part up or just listen a little more intently. But I got some more help coming that's going to pipe it directly into the line. But for now, it was just my I gave my word that we was going to be here, and here we are. Black Power.
Thank you, and bless you for that. Hey, peace and love. I'm going to get out of here.
Yes,
y'all
sir.
Do have my number. Please stay in touch with me.
Absolutely.
Now, I feel like
thank you both again.
But I would like
and
we're
here every Sunday and every Monday. Sunday and Monday, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can tune in. You can drop it low, drop it high, by whichever means. That's the next episode of Black Power Radio. And learn what can we do to stop the war on us? And it's been a pertinent cross-examination question. And we put that question out for the wars and the rumors of wars. I guess it's all over the world now, but that doesn't necessarily mean there's a world war. You must understand the concept of peace. Find the peacemakers, Frederick Douglass said. And then go up and position yourself against these warmongers in a manner that you will defeat the warmongers. So therefore, you must have your first job assignment and get job one done, and you'll be surprised what we can. Do we stop here, or must we go on? Like power to the people. If you had any, do you have any other comments there, Black Lightning, or any of the four liners right there, the front lines on Black Power Radio?
Black Power to the people.
Power to the people. Well, you say, bring it in with a. You say bring it in with a prayer, and take it out with a prayer. So we don't want to leave it out, leave the prayer out.
Explicit advisor is in South Carolina tonight, but on that strength, any one of us, or I'll do the do, whichever you prefer. So all that we've said,
yeah,
all
like
you. Hey, my mind.
Well, God bless us all. To walk the righteous path that God has for us. Can everybody mute their lines, please, because we got some terrible noise coming through right now. Right now, we can make go off anyway, so hold on. Okay.
And that should be getting fixed right now.
Well, yeah, so God bless us all to walk the fine line, you know, because we have to stay loyal to the cause, to the people, no matter what. So let us stay loyal and strong to stay loyal and strong to stay that blockade between the oppressors and our people. So I would say give us that strength of 1,000 lions to when we need it, and so they know that one panther is like dealing with 1,000. So 1,000 panthers is just unbelievable. That's why we say freedom or death. I am a black revolutionary.
Right. I am
a black revolutionary.
Now that we found love, what are we gonna do? With it.
eternally. Oh, love is what we've been looking for, and love is what we've been searching for. Now that I got it right here in my hand, seems like I'm gonna spread it all over the land.
Now that we all
we got love, sweet love, right in the nick of time.
Power movement, which is what we are.
Number two, we're going to develop black power through education. Let's get our people. We are our first story instead of history. Number three, we want to develop a black economic. We want to develop and defend black economic power. Number four, to develop and defend black political power. Number five, develop and enforce accountability in law enforcement and the criminal justice system. That's number five. Number six, to develop and defend black youth. Number seven, reclaim and develop black neighborhoods. Number eight, to defend black rights in general. Number nine, we demand equal and local reparations and compensation. The General Assembly Field Order number 15, 40 acres, 2 years. Got Power Radio, 2.0, give me a radio note. Now, when I can get some of our people on here to know how to throw them visuals up on here, we're going to really do it up next week. So Black Power Radio 2.0 and Black Power Radio, don't forget to call in. 515-605-9889. Black Power. I am. Black Revolution. Oh, yeah. About that time to get online and grab a leg of the heart.
What they do? They smile in your face. All the time they want to take your place. The back.
what they do. Why you mad at us? Instead of saying, we God, we can fix this. You'll sink. Just like the Titanic. I'm just saying. So they say, what's going on, Lord?
The one that got away, when we left for dead, yeah, the one we got to say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you're really free to do is serve. When you fight for your right, you stand. Watching for the man on drugs in your land. Guns in your hand. Yes, man, come and tell. Don't need your business. You let it happen. Come and tell. $77 Bakers, put some mean green in the black machine, y'all. Black Power Radio 2.0. Give you more of what you listen to your radio, folks. Black Power. I know the national chief can hear me. And we need all black revolutionaries to unite tonight. I already put my...
I miss you, baby.
I try to miss you. Ever since you went away, I ain't been doing nothing but
thinking
with my head in my hand. You've been away from me so long, and I just don't think I can carry on. So I start
drinking
each and every night.
Like Power Radio. Gave us everything. also to our people with some damn Thanksgiving. So we have Vietnam May coming up in Houston, Texas. So a lot of us got to get there from different directions, and we're going to be thinking about buses and all of this and that. We got to do what you got to do. Y'all got to help us out. I'm going to put it in the comments. Come on, y'all. Talk to me. Put something in there. Can it? Can it? And just get black power behind me. So I know we're cheering for cheering. And we are all.
I was fighting with the devil's dog. Thank God I brought a helmet. The average American male skeleton shatters in my head like cell blunt. Greatest tale ever told is a tale you could only live to tell once. Narcissistic and myself lust, and we wonder why Lord don't help us. Swerving on my way to hell drunk. All I'm seeing is a weak leader with some good slaves. That's a strong back with a frail front. Hell Trump. Snipe his ass from 1,000 feet with a nail gun. And his wifey too, I don't know the dame. She don't get the hunch, get a bell rung. The tallest human is the smallest giant. This what happens when you saw the lion. Before the battle, all is calm and silent. Cause a riot, crumbles all the walls in Zion. Bless your church, barrels spinning like the laundry's Ryan. My inner light could charge a large appliance without all the wires. When I met the alchemist, I called him science through the art of rhyming. I'm a child predator, not a pedophile. I'm the alien offspring of a predator. Father traveled by warp speed through the nebula. Met mom, made a crossbreed from the sex with her. All these god genes are molecular. He just called me through the cellular. Stories of antiquity say that bodies are a beam of light. That only children born with special psychic powers see at night. But in these modern times, in the doctor's eyes, if you speak of me, you're schizophrenic or have DID. If you know me now, you're the lunatic that imaginary people seek to meet. Pig shelling ACID, so I sold them like surgic dithalamine. I decide what cryptic data mean. I gave sex advice to David Carradine. Am I monster or a moon star? Old spirit in a new body, you're an old nigga in a used car. In the old earth is the new Mars. Girl sinning, sinning girls get the singles at the nude bar. I'm too charged, trying to buy my mama own planet with a huge jar. Ooh Lord, save me. Do a shroom, then I go to church. Ooh, my baby. Is that a pussy? You're an open purse. Told the nurse, check my scrotum first. While you down there, make sure that my boner works. I was created to throw the earth. God body, so I know my worth. Wrote a perp, then I took the walls. Made my Marcus Garvey poster smirk. Took the tablets, I was Moses first. Grow a human from the holy dirt. Boil, boil, win the royal oil. Bring a chicken back to life, I know it works. All I see is birds, Michael Jackson with an open shirt. I had an epileptic seizure before I wrote this verse. They tried to tell me that my melanin mean that my soul is cursed.
Black Power Radio 2.0, give you more what you listen to your radio for. For Black Revolution, this is the place to be. You dig? I'm putting the number in the comments right now. 515-605-9889. Call in tomorrow night, 8 p.m., same black time, same black station. And talk black to us. Black Power, sir, you still with me?
Black Power, let me see. I got my mic on, Black Power, Black Power. And I'm going to play the last I'll be in Houston, Texas, Georgia, 9 May, on November the 24th. Be there, be square. The only way I know to go. And that's what you have to do at this hour, to stay in Black Power. Get you some Gen 9 May. And like my main man, the old Phil Boxy would say, came to me and fuck a cracker Thanksgiving. Because we ain't on it, He's celebrating the killing of the people and not the life of the people. And we the people, life. And, I mean, all that can be said, I guess Marvin said it best. We'll close it out with some great old Marvin Gaye.
Ooh, 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 ooh. called my father. God is my friend. He made this world for us to live in. He gave us
to it but to do it, y'all. Well, it's been a pleasure. Black Power Radio 2.0. Give you more for you listen to your radio for tomorrow night.